Honor now. In Jesus' name, amen. Shake hand with one or two people before you be seated. I want you to open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I want the rest of y'all to open your phone. Because I want you on the Passion Translation. I want them to put it on the board for those of us who do not have a phone and who do not know how to do this. My children have been training me for 20 years, and I still don't know nothing. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. I want you to write this down. Living in the full benefits, plural. Benefits is plural, of grace daily. Living into the full benefits, living in the full benefits of grace daily. Now, it may not sound, my brother, my sister, like a broad subject, but it is the major that have been left out.
Yeah.
We have been trying to live by faith without grace. We have been trying to live by the law.
Yes.
That if I do this right, God's going to be well pleased. No, he already put a grace out for us to live by.
Yes.
To give us the strength. All right? So I want you to pay close attention, because I believe that the Holy Spirit going to impart, matter of fact, I know it, impart some graces in your life today that you have never experienced.
Yes.
Things that are already paid for.
Amen.
By the cross, by the blood, by the burial, by the resurrection, by the ascension, by the seated position of Jesus now.
Uh-huh.
And he's coming back again.
Yes.
But while he's waiting to come back, he sent somebody ahead of him.
Right.
Call. Talk to me.
Holy Spirit.
He's just with us now.
Right.
So if the Holy Spirit is with us now, it's as if Jesus has already come back.
Yes.
See, the Holy Spirit is to anoint us, to enlighten us, to empower us to function like Jesus function when he was here on earth.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, you know what all your infirmities and all your weaknesses, that is impossible. So that's why the enemy tried to eradicate grace, turn grace, G-R-A-C-E, into something else, a little weak word, an opportunity to sin. Anybody looking for an opportunity to sin?
Right.
Looking for an opportunity to whoop Satan.
Yes.
And grace has already whooped him.
Yes.
May your life be full of favor.
Yes.
After this morning. May everything turn out in your favor.
Yes.
I said, may everything turn out.
Yes.
Who wouldn't receive that? And notice we're talking about supernatural favor.
Yes.
We're talking about saying yeah to no.
Right.
Y'all got to listen now.
Yes.
We're talking about getting the answer yes to no.
Yes.
In other words, no, no can't hold me no more.
Right.
I'm living a yes life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, those of you who have your cell phone and turn to the Passion Translation of Ephesians 4 and 11, I'm going to do two or three reading. It's very important. I feel a drilling of the Holy Ghost right now. And I know something going to expand in here.
Yes.
You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, I believe y'all ready too.
Yes, sir.
You see what happened in the spirit world. I read my grandson taking care of him in the office. There, like a computer, there's a downloading.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit is ready to download some things about grace in you this morning.
Yes.
You don't know them because the pulpits fail.
Come on.
They cut out aspect of grace and put something else in there, and we got to get it back in place, all right? All right, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, in the Passion Translation. And he has appointed some with what?
Grace.
To be apostles. Now, you don't want to leave no aspect of grace out. That's what happened. The grace of the apostle was left out.
Yes.
When religion took over. It really wasn't religion. It was a scheme of Satan. That, now you got to hear this. You never would know how to become independent of man in your Christian walk. You never would know that you have a direct line to God at all times. Even though you go through the motion, but you think you got to have two or three, or you think you got to have somebody up here. And therefore, by being that way, a lot of ministry was left out because a lot of people need you praying for them.
Yes, sir.
But you got so many doggone problems. You got to shut your problem down. And by learning how to live the grace lifestyle,
yes,
you're going to start shedding a lot of things down.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Let that download in you right there. Become a divine computer this morning. Let that download in you right now. A lot of things about to change in my life. So he point these graces for what? And he has appointed some with grace to be apostles, some with grace to be a prophet, some with grace to be an evangelist, and some with grace to be pastors, and some with grace to be teachers. So all of these offices are loaded with grace, right?
Yes.
Amen. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, verse 12. This is so clear. And their calling is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own works of ministry. And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. That's what Satan don't want, that you see. And these, and look what he says now. And these what?
Grace
ministries will function until we all attain oneness in the faith. Until we all experience. Now, not just up. Oh, my. The fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. And finally, we become one perfect man with the full dimension of spiritual. Oh, my. Maturity. And fully develop in the abundance of Christ. What?
Yes.
Verse 14. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 14.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah. Look at the point next to you. Oh, hallelujah. Tell him I'm glad for you. Tell him I'm glad for you. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes.
We got so many important people in the church. Lord, the Lord can't hardly breathe sometimes because they don't understand nothing. And it's not their fault.
Right.
Oh, y'all hear me now. Come on, give me a little while. Not their fault. Because if you taught right, you're going to come out right. Because there ain't no problem. The people listening. People. Why y'all here?
Yeah.
People come to hear.
Yes.
They believe God is God's church.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? But they come here and you ain't saying nothing. Oh, in the mall. Two baboon on the front porch. And they're like, ooh. And so this is what I want for this church. And look at verse 14. And then our what?
Amplitude.
Well, what? Why? Go ahead, read it. False doctrine of deceivers who teach clever lies. A clever lie, God knows. But instead we remain strong and always sincere in our love as we express the truth. All our direction and ministries will flow from Christ. Lead us deeper into him. The anointed head of the body, the church. New verse 16 now. For his body have been formed in his image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. Hallelujah. And every member have been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. And as these gifts operate effectively throughout the whole body, you're built up and made perfect in love. Go back to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3, and prompting you for on the Passion Translation, verse 11. Well, I go back to verse. We'll take off at verse 11. And he has appointed some with what? Y'all not with me? What? The board not with me? your phone, you don't know how to use it now? Well, a game you played last night. Come on, let's go to the Passion Translation. Chapter 3. I got to get this point because I'm going to give you some strong points in a few moments. You got to be ready for it. Verse 11, and he has appointed some with grace. No, that's not the one I want. Chapter 3, wait a minute. Not 4:11, wait a minute, just give me time. Oh no, we're going to get this. And Lord in favor, supernatural fruit. Oh, well, maybe I wanted two. I just got to find it. In Ephesians 3:5, there's never been a generation that have been given the details and understanding of this glorious and divine mystery until now. He kept it as a secret until this generation. God is revealing it only now to his sacred apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit. Here's the secret. Here's the secret.
Come on.
Y'all with me now? Here's the secret. The gospel of what?
Grace.
Has made you non-Jewish believers, non-denominational believers.
Come on.
into co-heir of his promise through your union with him. And you have now become members of his body, one with the anointed one. I have been made a messenger of this wonderful news by the gift of what?
Grace.
That works through me, even though I am the least significant of all his holy believers. This grace gift was imparted when the manifestation of his power came upon me. Grace alone empowered me that I can boldly preach this wonderful message to non-Jewish people. In other words, everybody can get it. Sharing with them the unfading, inexhaustible riches of Christ, which are beyond comprehension. Now, one more voice, and then we're going to go start the, scripture here. I know the scripture. I won't get this scripture in here. Singing the Baptist church, hush. Somebody calling my name, hush. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles now. You may be seated. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians 15:10. 1 Corinthians 15:10. You know, I look at you, I find out whether you're spectator or participator.
What?
By the grace of God, by what?
Grace.
I am what I am. Listen to it now. His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundant than any all. Yet not I. Still working with grace, but the grace of God which was with me. I love that voice. I love that voice. Now, let me say some things to you that you can start appropriating in your life to function in this type of grace that is in that 10th verse right there. It's time to take your grace space properly. It's time to take your grace space properly. Your space of favor. Your health, your long life, your joy, your peace, all that's already paid for.
Yes.
Sad thing about it is most people don't know it exists. They don't know the grace space exists. They call it something else. Don't know what it is. It's favor. It's done. It's finished. It's complete. It's yours because of Christ. You have it now. You're warring too much. I say you're warring too much. Always in the battle. Always fighting. Got to pray 16 hours to get across the street. And you just get up and walk on across the street.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Come on, son. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. So your grace, the Holy Spirit is the grace spacer and pacer. The Holy Spirit is. So you have to operate in this type of grace. You're going to have to be in the Spirit. Not in the flesh. Not in your feeling. Not in your fear. Not in your facts. In other words, grace has no respect for facts. Even though your left elbow hurting, It doesn't matter. Grace says you're healed. Uh-huh. Even though your wife plate is empty, grace says full. See, grace works on the basis of faith. It does not work on the basis of facts. Facts can't stop grace, because grace moves into another level of life. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. I said this, and I'll say it again. The Holy Spirit is the grace pacer and spacer. The Holy Spirit got to open it up for you. You can't open it up yourself.
That's right.
You got to let the Holy Spirit open it up for you. You don't supposed to be living a normal life. I want you to experience, and this is the way the Holy Spirit gives it me, the volume and the voltage of grace. It's shocking.
Yes.
Your life, if you turn your life over to grace, you're going to start looking in the mirror. Your life going to be shocking, because you're not going to live on a normal pattern of an everyday church-going situation. Every day you're going to be walking with God.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. The secret that every believer must know is how to keep grace activated. What I say?
How to keep
the favor of God flowing at all time in your life. Even when it looks like it's not going to work out, you know how to step off in grace and let the blood and let the cross and let the resurrection and let Jesus sitting by the Father on my behalf speak for me at that moment and change everything.
Yes, sir.
Miracles, signs,
yes,
and wonders starts functioning in my life on a daily basis. Miracles, signs, and wonders that's functioning in my life on a daily basis. I see some of y'all not excited at all. You've been so dead, you don't even have a clue. I'm bringing you into a new aspect, a new anointing, a new place of grace. And you know, I said, you know, a miracle, sign, and wonders happening in your life daily. You say, she. I've been praying 3 hours a day. I ain't got no miracle sign and wonder. I got demons and power messing with my life. My life ain't as it should be. I'm still broke. Why are you broke? You broke self because you won't listen to that money coming. He sent you a word. Full of grace. Full of grace, full of money. I was talking to a multi-millionaire yesterday. He said, Reverend, I know you're not broke here. I said, I know. No, I'm not broke. Lady told me, says, me and my husband got $3 million. I said, add some zeros to it. Look how quiet y'all, look how quiet. No, you got to be a living example.
Yes, sir.
God will bless you with everything, man.
Right.
How many of y'all want to be blessed?
Yes.
Well, stop sitting there so stubborn when I'm trying to tell you that he took a little country black boy and blessed his life because I followed what he told me to do.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Let us down in the grace well, Lord. Let us down into the grace well. I'm giving you what he gave me. Then let the grace rivers flow.
Amen.
These are all dimensions to change your life. Now, somewhere along the line, I'm going to be reading here, and the Holy Spirit is going to take over.
Yes, sir.
All right? I feel him coming on now.
Wow.
You see, You got to make changes.
Yes, sir.
God got more for you. God got some things he wants you to do for him. You got too many problems. Too many things you got to pray for yourself. You ain't got time to pray for nobody else. You dealing with this mosquito and that. You're dealing with everything that come up. No, the day is your breakthrough. Yeah, the day you're going to be able to use that. Use that time for somebody else. Good God Almighty, you don't afford to have this many problems. Say, I'm stepping into my grace space.
Right now.
Do you know favor be on you every day?
Yes.
Everywhere you go, John, favor on you.
Right.
Shall I have favor on my life?
Favor
is the flavor
of my life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shake yourself loose and let the grace flow. Go ahead and shake yourself. Shake. If you shake, the devil gonna be afraid to come back to that same spot. You're going to sense a life of liberty that you have never sensed before. Just by that one little act. See, the Holy Ghost don't need two pages. He just need one spot. And something happened just now. Yeah, yes, yeah. Somebody got out. Not only got out, somebody got in. I sense it in the spirit. It will be different. Life will be different. Tell somebody next to you. Life, tell somebody. Like, receive it. Tell them, receive it. Believe it in Jesus' name. Living in the full benefit of grace daily. Living in grace, in a grace and faith atmosphere. Living in a grace and faith atmosphere daily is about to change your life forever. Downloading grace on daily basis. My testimony is grace. Why don't you get ready? Now here's what I want you to hear. Sit down. Here's what I want you to hear. I'm going to preach about 30 more minutes. In case you got your clock set.
Come on, sir.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God. You hear somebody about to move in their place. It's been waiting on you. But this morning the door opened. Somebody about to move in their rightful place in life right now. Just like that. That's what that's how the spirit world works.
Right.
You're easing along.
Yep.
Don't have to have a whole lot of interruption. Bam! Bam! You're there. I've waking many mornings. Bam! You there? Can't explain it. Bam! You there? Can't explain it. You never heard this before. But you don't have to pray about everything. Ooh, Jesus. I say you don't have to pray about everything. Sometimes you're just walking. And you're walking into the benefits of grace. Bam! You're there. Sometimes you don't need the calendar. You don't need a clock. You're operating outside of the perimeters of time. And you're operating in the rim of the supernatural. In other words, it don't have to be developed, it's already made. It's a whole nother world I'm talking now. A whole nother world, see? Because you all let the world took you off God's system, off the word system, and put you on the world system. Therefore, now you're on the clock. You're on the calendar, yes, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting when you could have walked right on in. Yeah. Who saw that? See, we put on the calendar system, yep, and the watch and all that stuff. No, God don't work by that. You ever heard in the Bible the word immediately?
Right.
Straight away? Suddenly? Somebody going to have some suddenly in it. Oh, some straightway. Some immediately. Blessing happening in their life. Everybody who believe in immediate blessing, shout loud. See, in the spirit world, God's pregnancy does not go for 9 months. The baby can show up in 9 hours. Once you get pregnant in, what? Once you get pregnant in the spirit realm, the baby can show up in 9 minutes. Somebody about to have a baby. You here for a reason. This is the morning. The rain of grace is falling. Now I'm going to see how you going to take this. Your waiting days are over. It's already here. It's already happened. Matter of fact, on his behalf, I'm downloading immediately in you. In the name of Jesus. They ain't gonna happen so fast, you're not gonna be able to explain it. Cha ta ta la la la. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God Almighty. Satan robbed us out of our grace space and have kept us under the law. Come on. Kept us under the law. We've been under the law indirectly. Indirectly, I receive your seed. We've been under the law, it's $1,000 check. We've been under the law indirectly.
Yep.
You know that? Grace means it's already paid for. My health, my wealth, my happiness, my joy, my peace. Sit down. Turn to John 19:30. I think that's the verse.
Yes, sir.
That's where it's finished?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, turn to John 19:30. Grace means it is finished. Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar. He said, it is finished. Yes. And the same thing he said, it is grace.
Yes.
It is paid for.
Yes.
It is done.
Yes.
Then he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
Yes.
Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Grace is the conductor of all blessing.
Oh,
let me say it this way. Grace is headed your way with fresh blessing to place on your life just because you're here today. I want to say you got a grace train headed your way today. And every car loaded. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 1. Write this down. Grace is the conductor of all blessing.
Yes.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. This is what he said. To the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, open this up. Go to the second verse. Grace be to you. What he said?
Grace.
All right. So grace be to me. Say it.
Grace.
Right now.
Right here.
All right. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this next verse going to undress grace. Go to the third verse. You're going to go undress grace. Well, how much grace is wearing? Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That voice undressed grace to let you see who grace really is. Grace is all spiritual blessings. Once you learn to function in it, you can function in all blessing. Because you say spiritual blessing, you're talking about all blessing.
Uh-huh.
Go back. Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm preaching. Go back and check that situation out again.
Yes.
See if something happened yet this morning.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Come back and tell me about it.
Yes, sir.
In other words, I'm saying grace is doing some things for you right now that you've been trying to get done. I call them done. I prophesy over that situation and decree over that situation and declare that you're going to know exactly what to do. Will you receive that? Say, I receive it, Apostle. You got to expect change up in here. You can't come here looking for the same old, same old. You got to expect the Lord to work on your behalf. Tell him, do it, Lord.
Do it
now.
Thank you, sir.
I receive it. Good God Almighty. The Apostle Paul, you may be seated, saw that the vastness of his teaching about grace had to be opened up so the people can understand. Turn to Ephesians 1. I may not be able to get much further than this. Ephesians 1. This prayer that Paul prayed in Ephesians 1, he prayed another prayer in Ephesians 3. It's an apostolic prayer to uncover all the aspect of grace. When he said this in the third verse, the first chapter. Look at it back at the third verse again. Read the third verse with me. Now, don't let them spiritual blessings throw you. Them spiritual blessings actually are earthly blessings. Okay. He wants you blessed down here. All right. Now, if you don't be prayed for apostolically with the grace of apostleship, some of these things will be missed. So here Paul now go down and pray, starting in this 15th verse. Wherefore also that after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, see, the apostle said, cease not to give thanks for you. All right, Apostle, what you going to pray? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Yes, sir.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I decree that you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, here, in Darrow.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Here's what will hinder you from living in grace. History. Grace does not function in history. Grace functions in mystery. God is revealing the mysteries of grace to you.
Amen.
This morning, that you can't be a denominational person.
Amen. Amen.
You got to be a revelation person.
Yes.
You see the difference?
Yes, sir.
Denomination, revelation. Denomination is further than man can take you.
Uh-huh.
Revelation is no ending.
Yes.
Supernatural. So most of our Christian life been denominational.
Yep.
Y'all won't talk to me.
That's true.
But now you stepping off into revelation.
Yes, sir.
And your life is completely changed.
Yes,
because now you know Satan not in authority. Yes, right. I'm in authority. In the name that is above every name. When I say in the name of Jesus, everything changed. Every demon get on his knees. In the name of Jesus. And I got a right to use that name. That name been given to me. Matter of fact, I'm not praying and waiting no more. I'm taking it. Our waiting day is over. Early Sunday morning, when he got up from the grave, my waiting day was over. I'm already there. Good God Almighty. I'm already there. Every scripture promise, I'm already there. That promise belonged to me. I take it. I don't ask for it, I take it. It's mine.
I have it now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Tired heaven. Got to have 20 people to get somewhere. You don't need all them people. You need your faith working. You need your grace working. God will get you there. There's absolutely nothing God can't do for you. Then God loves you. With all, and us. Let me say us, because I got to say something. God loves us with all our shortcomings and all our weaknesses. He still loves us. Thank God, God loves us. Not a perfect person in here. Hallelujah. But there's a lot of grace people in here. Thank God for his grace. Grace is the conductor of all blessings. Then I back down to the prayer. That prayer, then you go through that prayer. You're going to see some things. Turn to Galatians chapter 2 now, verse 20. I'm going to make a point that you want to write down. Y'all know we have classes in here after I finish reading, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know I found out y'all waste my time. I'll call your name, point at you and say, what did you get this morning? Ah, well, it was good. Don't tell me that. The Holy Spirit is calling for a grace. I know what I want to say, but I just want to pinpoint it now. The Holy Spirit is calling for a grace. Got another word, go with that. The Holy Spirit is calling for a grace. Boy, you're trying to figure it out too. Resurrection. There in Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ.
Yes,
nevertheless, I live.
Yes,
yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I now live, live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes.
What did it say in the next verse? The Holy Spirit is calling for a grace resurrection. Let me see if you're in this category. Many in the body of Christ is ready for the higher level. And you would have never known that grace is that level. I mean, the word grace sound weak. Grace. It don't sound like a word that'll have all that power in it. And so what Satan did, he stole, tried to steal that word. Turn to Ephesians 3. Put that in your note anyway, because I'm not. 11 through 16. That's that other prayer, I believe. Many in the body of Christ is ready for the higher level. How many of y'all ready for a higher level?
Yes, sir.
And you will never get there without grace.
I agree.
Come on, Leroy. Being trained to hear the voice of grace. Grace has a voice. Say that.
Grace has a voice.
Two more times.
Grace has a voice.
One more time.
Grace has a voice.
Right now, we have never enlarge these new apostolic adventures that the Holy Ghost has given us. Praying in the Spirit, preparing for these messages. I heard the word grace has a voice.
Yes, sir.
I didn't read that book or nothing.
Right.
You see? So it's fresh. It's fresh to us this morning that grace has a voice And now you can listen for it.
Yes.
Set still sometimes when things look like they're not going right and wait on grace to talk to you.
Yes.
And the first thing grace is going to tell you is it's paid for.
Right.
Don't let him lie to you. Don't let him think you can't have it. It's already paid for. Grace, listen very carefully, is a supernatural identity that the enemy don't want you to know about. It's a supernatural identity. Ooh, Lord. Grace is a supernatural identity that you're wearing and the enemy don't want you to know about it. That supernatural identity of grace says to Satan, you defeated. All the abilities, all the availabilities of the cross is in that identity. The resurrection in it. The ascension in it. The seated position in it. The sending of the Holy Spirit in it. All of us in that identity. How many of y'all got the Holy Ghost? That's in that identity.
Yes.
Thank God. Say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Say it again. Thank God.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
You married now, boy. You sitting there smiling. I see you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm happy for you. Hallelujah. So grace is a supernatural identity that the enemy don't want you to know about.
Uh-huh.
He married. I love when I run up on men. You can talk to men there. They ain't no sissies, you know. You can talk to them and you have a little fun and they don't get upset because they're real men. I hate to talk to a sissy man. You get all upset. You get all upset like a little gal. Shut up, boy. These men having fun.
Yes,
write this down. You want this one. Holy Spirit, keep me full of grace consciousness. Holy Spirit, keep me full of grace consciousness. Turn to Hebrews 4:16. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. Well, he said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. We may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, grace will take a new connotation to you, you see. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise your holy name.
Praise your holy
name. You're getting some of the most powerful teaching that you ever had in your life. It may not sound jumpy, but good God Almighty, your life changing right now because the Holy Spirit is going to call you to record when you need to use it. The Holy Ghost is putting a grace wrapping on you this morning. He's wrapping you in grace. He's wrapping you in victory. He's wrapping you in a triumphant life this morning. He's wrapping you in joy. He's wrapping you in peace this morning. Yes, he's wrapping you in the fruit of the Spirit. He's wrapping you in the gifts of the Spirit. He's wrapping you in the blood. He's wrapping you in maturity. You're not going to be an immature Bible carrier. There in Hebrews 4:16, you train to have a grace revelation in every situation. Ooh, my goodness. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Train to have a grace revelation in every situation. I'm going to close with this verse, this statement. Then my son's going to come. Your pace of life must change as you take the locks off of grace. Your pace of life must change as you take the locks off of grace. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Will you say God? Somebody else say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We'll be over 2,000 next Sunday. She's 1,700 going up. I call my online visitors and members to talk to some other people online. Get them here so we can get more people fed.
Yes, sir.
We're in a lot of different countries, a lot of different cities, a lot of different states. Thank God. I know when God gave me that revelation about they come from the east to west, north and south. I didn't even know nothing about no computer and online and all that stuff. But he just reminded me of some months ago, that was included also.
Wow.
Darrow. So I mean, we got this morning, we got over 2,000 people here.
Yep.
Yes, that's what it means.
Yes.
That computer is something, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's why I let y'all use that phone a little bit. I'm going to use this stuff. I don't care. Whatever can get the word out.